Good morning to you. This is the voice of Pastor Ken Harger coming your way, and I'm glad to be able to share with you in another broadcast time this morning. You tuned me in by the way of Ionia, WION, I-1430 AM, or 92.7 FM, over in the Low Ada area, 100.3 FM. Others are tuning me in by the way of Greenville, WGRM, 106.3 FM, at 9 o'clock. And we're now streaming both these broadcasts live by the way of the web. Others are tuning me in by the way of earsradio.com, and some have tuned me in by the way of my website. Whatever way you tune me in, I'm glad to have you be a part of the service this morning. I also need to say thank you to those that take care of the financial part of my broadcast. We have three sponsors: Gloria Spencer, she lives in Orleans in memory of her husband Spence, and then Bill and Judy Hammond, they are from the building area, and they are good sponsors as well, and also Shiloh Community Church. That's where I pastored for 50 years. And still, when I can, I attend there as well. And also, we remember that we got a message for this morning. It comes to us from May of 2014, a message that I preached. There had been a lot of anger and so on shown in people's lives, and I shared that message at that time, and now we're back to the same kind of thing. I think the anger's a lot worse right now. And I thought we needed to hear a message about the gentleness of Jesus. The gentleness of Jesus coming into your life and into my life. And as I close my time and share the message with you, I want to have a prayer for the listening audience. Dear Father, we come into your presence once again. And we do so on behalf of the listening audience. Pray that you will bless them today as we hear this message, all the anger and so on there is in our nation today. I pray that you speak to our hearts about the gentleness of the Lord Jesus. And I'll thank you and I'll praise you for that in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
We're going to talk today about the gentleness of the Lord Jesus. He says that we are to yoke up with him, and we're going to talk about that. You know, every week we hear, on every day almost now, there's so many things that shows that our world has got a lot of really cruel things happening in it, things that we think are just really hard to understand and explain. Some of these things in these past few weeks, sexual abuse, an idea of murder without any cause, and kidnapping of a couple hundred young ladies and so on. Those kinds of things are just really getting us an idea that our whole world is just a bit cruel and angry. And amongst all of that hatred, amongst all of that anger, amongst all of that cruelty, I want to share with you about the gentleness of the Lord Jesus. Jesus said one day, "Come and learn of me. I am meek, gentle, and I am humble." And we want to make sure that we understand that we need some of God's gentleness. We need to be living in a gentler world. So let's listen to a song that just gives us that invitation. And that invitation is to come to Jesus, because he is the one that can give us that encouragement of knowing that he's that gentle Savior and that he wants to yoke up with you and I. We'll just kind of relax a little bit, listen to this, and trust that God will bless our time together. I
is easy and thy burden is light. I am the way and the truth. And if you love me and keep my word, then you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and thy burden.
He's telling us we'll find rest for our souls. When I was speaking a few moments ago about some of the cruelty of the world today, it just seems like there's no rest in their soul. They reach out and hurt other people, and sometimes for no reason whatsoever. And sometimes just random. And we do need to have this gentleness of Jesus Christ living in each one of our lives. We need something in us that says, that's not the way to do it. It's not that kind of a world that we want to live in. We want some of that gentleness. I think of Jesus calling himself the Good Shepherd. I think of the shepherd leading the sheep beside the still waters, besides green pastures, giving them rest and gentleness. So let's go to him and just allow God to speak to our own hearts. We don't want to become cruel. We don't want to become calloused. We want to have the gentleness of Jesus taken over in our lives. Father, we come to you. We come in that wonderful name of your Son, Jesus. And we do need to realize that he's inviting us to come unto him. All that labor and are heavy laden, and he will give us rest. Learn that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. He's asked us to yoke up and pull along with life with him. And Father, we need some of that gentleness of the Lord Jesus. Oh, we realize that you are a holy God, a righteous God, and vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. But Father, it is the goodness of God that leads us to a place of repentance. And that goodness of God shows forth the gentleness of his Son, the Lord Jesus. This morning, we're going to point our attention to the gentleness of Jesus, trusting that perhaps some of his gentleness, his kindness, his easy way of going might rub off on each one of us as a listener of your word. That we might gain for ourselves something that would help us to be a gentler person. I pray in the wonderful name of Jesus and for his sake. Amen. You know, when I think about this gentleness of Jesus, I believe the gentleness of Jesus will produce three things. It'll produce greatness. The gentleness of Jesus in your life and mine will produce the power of persuasion. I believe the gentleness of Christ living in you and I will produce the fruit of the Spirit, which is gentleness. So let's come back and talk about these one at a time. And let's allow God to speak to our hearts in a way that maybe he has never spoken before. I'd like to ask you, who's the most gentle person you've ever known? And what is it that you like about that gentle person? You know, when I was a young man, I was angry at the things, the way my life had turned out and those kinds of things in those early days of my life. But you know, when I started Bible school and then asked Christ into my life, and then I started Bible school, I met the president of the School of Bible and Music. His name was John Miles. And he was about one of the most gentlest persons I ever knew. I remember in preaching class, we would preach and then he would kind of curtail us, so to speak, critique us. Anyway, I got done preaching this one time and he said, Ken, your scripture was right in context. Your illustrations illustrated the points you wanted to do. And he said, and the flow was there, and it was interesting, and you held my attention. But then in a gentle way, but he said, Ken, you killed the King's English. And, you know, I didn't have too much English schooling, and I still say things that don't turn out the way I think that they probably are grammatically correct, so to speak. But, you know, I remember his gentleness in reproving the fact that I killed the King's English. And I appreciate it. That was the first gentlest person that I've ever met. Now, I've met some since then. I've met some real gentle, considerate people. In the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 22 and verse 36, thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Isn't that interesting what God is saying here? The gentleness, he said, you've given me salvation, but thy gentleness has made me great. God's gentleness rubbing off in your life and my life can make us a greater person than we could ever be in any other way. And we need to have some of God's gentleness rubbing off on each one of us. He tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:17 that if any man is in Christ, he's a new creation. Behold, old things have passed away, and all things have become new, because all things have become of God. When I first accepted Christ, that's what I needed the most, was the gentleness of God. I needed the gentleness of people to understand that what God was going to do in my life in order to take and turn me into that person that he had planned for me to be all along. And gentleness of God will give you the ability to produce more than you ever expected you would be able to do. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness has made me great. There's two different times now, one from Samuel and one from Psalms, whereby God is saying that the gentleness that he produces in your life and my life has the ability in changing us as a person. And the reason that is because when we acknowledge that we need the Lord Jesus Christ, God works from the inside out. You know, out of the heart is desperately wicked. If you just went by your own heart and your own feelings, you would be a cruel, mean person too. But when God goes to work on the inside of our hearts and he works from the inside out, then when he makes the heart a gentle heart, then things are going to be a whole lot different. Both David and both Samuel are reflecting upon the gentleness of God and what it did in his life as an individual. I think another way of saying that thy gentleness has promoted my whole person to be a greater person. It's just like when God's gentleness moves into your life, it just wants to produce you into and motivate you to be a whole lot different person than you could ever be on your own. God's gentleness will bring out the best spiritual potential you have as an individual. You're not supposed to try to bring out that spiritual potential. It is God's gentleness going to work in your life as an individual, and that is able to produce that gentleness that God wants to do in your life to produce the greatness that He wants out of your life. David had been through a lot of bad experiences, and yet God's gentleness went to work in the life of David. And David, he's saying, you know what? He's took me from being a shepherd boy to becoming the king of Israel. God's gentleness has made me great. David had been hurt by a lot of people, some closest to him. And yet, even though some of his closest friends and closest family tried to hurt him and be mean to him and all those kinds of things, it is still a realization that David is saying, God's gentleness did something about making me not be that person that had to get the vengeance myself, but turn it over to the Lord and allow the Lord's gentleness to go to work in my life as an individual. I'm talking to someone this morning. You've been hurt. They've said some bad things about you. They've done some bad things to you. You got blamed for things that you were not responsible for. Whatever it is in your individual life. And sometimes that causes us to want to be a cruel person, a hurtful person. And we're angry at other people. And God is saying, you know what? When you acknowledge me as your Savior, I'll move into your life. And I'll work from the inside out. Come and yoke up with me. You've got a burdened heart. You're carrying a heavy load. Let me pull alongside of you. Let us work at it together. Team up with me. Yoke up with me that we can bring about some of that kind of blessing that I want to see in your life. You see, cruelty is catching. One person's being mean and cruel. Somebody's watching them, they become mean and cruel. Somebody reacts to you in a negative, cruel way, very easy for you to respond in the same kind of way. But listen, gentleness is catching too. Gentleness is something that when you're connected to this one Jesus and the gentleness of God is beginning to work in your life, you need to realize then that that is catching to you. Some of the gentleness of God will rub off on you as an individual. Had a couple in for some wedding counseling for a wedding I'm doing pretty soon. And they said, oh, I just know this is going to be so hard. I get so nervous in front of people, you know. And all these kinds of things is going on. And then I said to them, you know what I've noticed through the years? When I do your wedding, I'll be very calm. And I got to tell you, folks, what I've noticed is because I'm calm and doing your wedding, some of my calmness won't rub off on you. You know what I've noticed about Jesus Christ? Some of his calmness rubs off on me. Some of his calmness wants to rub off on you as an individual. You see, sometimes even things start out as we would call child's play. But it's mean and it's cruel. I got hurt a lot when I was in high school and grade school. Because they poked a lot of fun of the words I couldn't say plain and picked on us a lot because we were from a poor family. But you know something you need to know? That we need to be taught gentleness. And Jesus is saying, come and learn of me, and I'm going to show you how to be a gentle person. I'm going to show you how to not allow all the bad things of your life to produce bad. But rather gentleness of myself working upon you as an individual will create a greatness in you. God's word is reminding us that when God goes to work in your life and my life, he's able to produce gentleness out of our life. So point number one says, come and yoke up with this one Jesus. Learn of him that he is gentle and meek and mild. And recognize that some of that gentleness of Christ as you team up with him, as you yoke up with him, is going to rub off on your life. And that gentleness is going to make you into becoming a better person than you ever had the possibility of becoming. And it's going to make you want to pant after God. Got a song for us to listen to, and this song simply is saying that. It says, as the deer pants after the water, so my heart pants after God. I just want to get close enough to God to allow His gentle spirit to take control of my spirit. And where there's cruelty, where there's anger, where there's frustration, let the gentleness of God take over, and the gentleness of God begin to go to work in such a way that it creates that greatness that only God can produce. Let's listen to this song. As the deer pants for the water, so I pant after God.
As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my strength, my shield.
Worship you. I long to get to know in a better way that gentleness of God, that gentleness of the Lord Jesus. He tells us that when God goes to work on the inside of our life, He can turn us into that gentleness of God, will cause us to have greatness greater than we ever thought we could possibly have as an individual. But not only does it produce greatness, I think it produces the power of persuasion. I believe we need to realize that in our world today, we need the power of persuasion. The ability where one life touches another life in such a way that it wants to produce that which is good. You see, sometimes some people are persuaded to be evil. Sometimes when you choose or identify with certain people's could not be a benefit to your life. You know, they said, choose your friends, you know. And sometimes you can be around people that are mean, and pretty soon you'll be acting the same way. Sometimes we need to realize that we need to have the right people be in our life. That's a persuasion to us. In the book of Corinthians, there's a time when the church at Corinth was going through some difficulties. And there were some problems within the church itself, within the family of God there. And Apostle Paul, in one place in Corinthians, in 2 Corinthians 10:1, this is what he said, talking to those believers about the idea of persuading one another of things better than being mean to each other or whatever else was happening in the church at that time. Now, I, Paul, myself, I beseech you, That word beseech means I beg you. That means I'm just pleading with you. By the meekness and gentleness of Christ. Consider what's going on. By the meekness and gentleness of Christ. Paul says, who in presence are base among you, but being absent are bold towards you. God saying, you know what? I want you to understand that the power of persuasion is in the gentleness of Jesus. He is a persuasion for you and I to live a little better life than we're living right now. When we understand that this one, Jesus, is gentle. When we understand the meekness of himself. And meekness doesn't mean it's weakness. Meekness means it's power under control. Jesus Christ knows who he is and what power and authority he has. And yet he reaches out in gentleness to each one of us. A portion of scripture that's always been a challenge to me when you think about wanting to witness to somebody else about the things of God. He's saying that what we need to do, be always ready to give an answer, 1 Peter 3:15, to anyone who asks the reason of your hope. Why do you believe in God? Why do you have hope in God? Why do you think you can trust him? When anybody asks you why, be always ready to give an answer. But he says, do it with gentleness and meekness. You see what he's saying to us? We have to become those people of God that are gentle people. That as we deal with other individuals, we don't do it as we talk down to them, so to speak. We don't do it as we're looking down our nose at them. And even if they're not a believer, but they've got a question about your faith, be always ready to give an answer for the reason of your hope. Why do you have hope in him? And I have hope in God today because I have experienced in my own individual life that gentleness of Christ. Where he was so meek and lowly and invited me to come and invited me to team up with him. He invited me to yoke up with him and says, together we're going to do some things that'll be beneficial, not only for you as an individual, for those that you do the things for. Isn't that important today? We're losing sight of that. We're losing sight of the idea that we can be people of persuasion. And the people of persuasion that we can become is because of the gentleness of Christ and how he is working in your life and my life. And he wants us to understand that he came as a servant. One time Jesus said that, I did not come to have people wait on me. I come to wait on people. I come to serve and not be served. And he's reminding you, as he does in Matthew 11:20, come and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly and gentle. Take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy. You shall find rest for your soul. God is saying that's what can produce out of your life when we see the power of persuasion. And the power of persuasion is just, come and join me, Jesus is saying. And as you and I come and join Jesus, we want to invite others to come and join this one Jesus. This type of gentleness is service being resting in service. It's just trusting Christ to work through you. When you're going to give an answer to somebody for the reason of your hope, he says, then do it with gentleness. Do it with gentleness that we can give forth that answer because we know that it works in our own life. That's the best answer there is the ones that you know works in your life. Another place in the scripture, God's word says that he was, Apostle Paul speaking about doing things for some congregation. He says, you know that we were gentle among you like a nurse. We need some gentleness, folks. Even in the Church of Jesus Christ, we need some gentleness. Even amongst believer with believer, we need some gentleness. It's so easy to be cruel. It's so easy to be the opposite. That's just human nature. That's just letting the old flesh take control and govern your life. Jesus, one day when he said he did all the things, he didn't. He didn't revile when he was reviled. He didn't shoot back his lips when they shot his lips at him, their lips at him. He just trusted God. Your pain and your hurt, I know this, dear people, will need the help of a nurse. Don't you know that? Don't you believe that? When you're hurting, you don't need a sergeant. You need the gentleness of a nurse. I visit a lot of people in death and dying. And I'm here to tell you, when that time comes, we need gentleness. We need those that will speak kindness to us. Those that will be gentle to us. And what he's saying again is not this here, what this can produce is this gentleness of Christ not only produces greatness in your life, greater than you could ever be yourself, but it also produces persuasion, and a more powerful persuasion than you could ever put together. You couldn't put together a more powerful package of persuasion than what Christ is at work in your life, the gentleness of Jesus in your life, and the gentleness of Jesus through your life. Doing service in a gentle way. Doing service for God in a way that you just see the kindness and the gentleness of Jesus Christ flowing through your life. Got a song that's kind of like a story song, and it's telling us the gentle Savior came to town tonight. But it's not really the gentle Savior, it's a gentle healer came. You know, Jesus was gentle in his healings that he gave. And a gentle healer, that very gentle with the heart of a nurse, and the heart of a nurse with a capital N, is where Jesus Christ is, and he's called you and I to be parts of that healing process of our world today with so much anger and frustration and cruelty that God wants us to see the gentleness of Christ coming through us. Let's listen to this. Gentle Savior came to town today, and he reached out and touched the lives of other people. He reached out and met them where they were at. And he did it in a gentle, kind
gentle
way.
Gentle healer came into our town today. He touched blind eyes and the darkness left to stay. But more than the blindness, he took their sins away. The gentle healer came into our town today. The gentle healer came into our town today. He spoke one word that was all he had to say. And the one who had died just rose up straight away. The gentle
just an ordinary man. the gentle healer is the truth, the life, the way. The gentle healer is the truth, the life, the way.
And that gentleness of Jesus is the truth, the life, the way. This is the way he would have us to respond to him, and the way he wants us to respond as we want to be used of him to help somebody else come to that knowledge of who this gentle healer is. I like the idea that the gentle healer came to town today. And then she said in that song, the gentle healer left. But when he had left, there was people who were touched by his gentleness. The blind were made to see. The deaf were made to hear. We don't have that power today to do those things that he did. But we have ways we can touch an individual's life with words of kindness and words of understanding and the idea that we really care. We can touch them by having a heart of gentleness. Not only produces greatness, much greater in your life than you could ever be, this gentleness of Jesus in your life will produce greatness in your life. The gentleness in your life will be the power of persuasion. You'll be able to persuade some people more better than you could ever do it. And I don't think more better is right, but more better than you could do it by all your own power. But because Jesus was gentle in his persuasion with you, you can always be gentle as you give a reason for the hope that you have in Christ Jesus, and you do it with meekness and gentleness. But it produces the fruit of the Spirit. You know, there's a whole list in the book of Galatians of what is the fruit of the Spirit. And I want you to know something about this that I think is so important. When it's talking about the fruit of the Spirit, it's not talking about fruits. It's just given us a list of things that says this is the fruit, singular. The fruit of the Spirit is made up of so many different things. Here's what it says in Galatians. He says it in verse, let me just find my spot here. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. There's no law against that. You can practice all of these things that I just shared with you. And there's no law that you're not breaking a law when you practice those kinds of things. But up above, he said this. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousy, outburst of wrath, self-ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murder, drunkenness, of like which you've not seen before in the past. And there is a law against that, he's saying. But you see, what God wants to produce in your life and what he wants to produce in my life, he says, is totally different than you see in the society around you. As the world becomes more cruel, as hatred grows, and all the things that we hear every night on our television, we see every night on our television, we need to be reminded that God is saying to you and I, I've got something I want you to do with that as well. I want you to practice that fruit that Jesus Christ can put in your life, that fruit of love and joy and peace and long-suffering and kindness and goodness and faithfulness, and then the one we've been talking about this morning with most of our time, the gentleness. You see, he's saying, when Christ comes into your life, and when you have acknowledged him as your personal Savior, that Holy Spirit comes to dwell within us. And he says, this is the fruit that can come from your life. And that's what he wants us to do. The kind of gentleness is like the dew on the grass. It comes from the Spirit. And it comes so gentle. And it comes so soft. And it comes into your life and it comes into my life to produce what God wants it to do. It's not just for our enjoyment, but to refresh ourselves. And not only to refresh ourselves with these kindnesses that we're talking about, this gentleness that we're talking about, but to be a refresher to others. Amongst all the cruelty, amongst all the anger and the hatred and the murders and all the things we're hearing, we need a fresh breath of gentleness. Gentleness. Coming from God's people. Because they're acquainted with that gentleness of Jesus Christ. This kind of gentleness shines like a star in the heavens. It's so easy to see by all. Now this kind of gentleness is not on your own way. It's what Christ is doing in you, because the gentleness of Christ is going to produce within you the fruit of the Spirit. It's like that gentleness that reveals to us the gentleness and the goodness of God. We need to realize it's a medicine. It's a healing part for our society today to get a hold of what God has to offer to each one of us. And one of the things that he mentions in there is joy. The joy within you to know that you can do this kind of thing because it's coming from the inside. See, happiness, it depends upon the happenings of your society and your life. But the joy comes from what is happening inside. The joy comes from inside of you as the Spirit of God is giving you that joy. And this kind of joy comes down from the Father above. It isn't anything you can produce. It comes down from the Father above.
Joy that sustains you when everything fails
comes from the Father in heaven.
Joy that will lift you to heavenly realms
comes from the Father in heaven.
Jesus was hanging on Calvary's tree,
sent from the Father in heaven.
He was dying so sinners like me could go free,
a gift from the Father in heaven.
And if you are looking for this kind of joy,
ooh, the gift has already been given.
Ooh, it's peace that the wind of the world can destroy.
Salvation has come down from heaven. Joy, joy, unspeakable joy. Joyful of glory, Jesus is joy. Wonderful joy, marvelous joy. Joy, our Savior, Jesus is joy.
You know what he just was saying in that song over and over again comes from the Father in heaven. This gentleness that I'm speaking of comes from the Father in heaven. And it reaches down to you and I. So this gentleness of Christ in your life can produce the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit. And a part of that fruit of the Spirit is joy. But more than what we've been talking about this morning is gentleness. That gentleness, even amongst the cruelty of our world. I've had a hard time this morning with that word cruelty, but you know what I mean. You know, before I go, I wanted to say thank you to those that support us financially, and then I want to wrap up our time together. But thank you to Court Warner Premium Truck and Auto, located east of building, for your financial support. To Fran and Marie Vivard from the building area. To Dave and Gay London family from the Greenville area. And to Doug and Noreen Lane family from the Sheridan area. Thanks for your financial support so we can do this broadcast. You know, I want to take a few moments at the end of our time together this morning to just give you one more verse. And as you and I are living in our society today, you know, we can listen to what the society is offering to us if we want to. We can say, hey, we can become mean and cruel. We can return evil for evil. We can do those kinds of things if you so desire. But you know, as Jesus Christ moves into our life, and then we see that we need some wisdom from somebody bigger than us. And you know, in the book of James chapter 3:17, the wisdom from above, that's what I'm talking about, why that gentleness works in your life. The wisdom from above, the wisdom that God would give to live in this society today, the wisdom that God would give to live in our world today, the wisdom of how you should treat one another, how you should treat yourself, and how you should treat God in our society today. He says this wisdom comes from the Father above. And first of all, it is pure. And then it is peaceable. Now listen to this next word. The wisdom of God is gentle. And it's easy to be approached. You see, God wants us to see the gentleness for what it is. It is God's goodness that's going to help people to come to a point of repentance. And God, we know, is good. But we know God is gentle. And that gentleness that is in Jesus Christ. And he invited you to come, and he's invited me this morning to come and yoke up with him. And learn of him what the gentleness is like. And then begin to practice that gentleness in your everyday life. And as a result of that, you will find it is able to produce the things that is so important in your life. It will produce a greatness that was much greater than you could ever be yourself. It will produce the power of persuasion that you could never accomplish on your own. And it will produce the fruit of the Spirit, which will cause you to continually always go forward in a way that would be very special and honoring to God. That's what he wants, folks. And we got a song we're going to close with. And this song is saying to you and I, since Jesus spoke sweet peace to me, I hope he spoke that sweet peace to you. That sweet peace that says to you and says to me, he wants us to have a gentle spirit. There's just something about that word gentleness that is calming effect. It is calming not only in your life, but I believe if we demonstrate it in our world today, it would be calming amongst those that are a part of all the anger and all of the frustration that we hear today. Since Jesus spoke sweet peace to my life, he's changed everything. I'm going on my way. God bless you. Practice gentleness this week.
What a wonderful feeling, heaven's glory revealing, since Jesus took my burden away. Now I never am lonely, guided by my Lord only. I'm walking in his presence each day. Since the Savior spoke sweet peace to me, gift of marvelous life he did impart, and the mercy.
Save my dying soul and set me free.
And now I'll
faithful be on the journey.
That's leading
to that beautiful home just over the way.
Oh, what a wonderful feeling every day. Since Jesus
spoke sweet peace to me. Since I started to glory, I am telling a story. Since Jesus took my burden away, I'll keep trusting him ever. He will leave me no never. I'm walking in his presence each day.
Oh,
what a wonderful feeling in my heart.
Since Christ the
Savior spoke sweet peace to me. Life he did impart,
and mercy
saved my dying soul and set me free.
And now
I will be faithful on the journey
that's leading
to that beautiful home just over the way.
Oh,
what a wonderful feeling every day
since Jesus
spoke sweet peace to me.